first reading today is from the 139th Psalm. O Yehovah, thou hast searched me out, and thou knowest. Thou knowest my sitting down and my rising up. Thou understandest my thought from far off. Thou winnowest my path and my lying down, and art familiar with all my ways. For there is not a statement on my tongue, but behold, O Yehovah, thou knowest all of it. Thou hast come before me and behind. Thou hast put thy palm upon me. The knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is set on high. I am not able to attain it. Thou hast sheltered me in my mother's womb. I will confess thee, for I was fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are thy deeds, and my soul knows exceedingly. My bone was not concealed from thee when I was made in hiding. I was embroidered in the lower parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see me rolled up, and on thy book the days were written, all of them. They were formed, and not one amongst them was absent. Oh, how precious are thy thoughts to me, O God. How numerous is the sum of them. If I should number them, they are more multiplied than the sand. I awake, and I am still with thee. It's a beautiful description of how the Lord forms us both naturally in the womb and spiritually while we're in the world. And now we read from the Gospel of John in the 3rd chapter. And there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. And he came to Jesus by night and says to him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs which thou doest unless God be with him. And Jesus answered and said to him, Amen, amen, I say to thee, unless someone be born from above or anew, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus says to him, How can a man be born being old? Can he enter a second time into the womb of his mother and be born? Jesus answered, Amen, amen, I say to thee, unless someone be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto thee, ye must be born from above. The Spirit blows where it will, and thou hearest the sound of it, but knowest not whence it comes or whither it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. And Nicodemus answered and said to him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said to him, Art thou a teacher of Israel, and knowest not these things? And we read further from the work, Divine Wisdom, concerning the formation of a man in the womb and what this means. It says there is a likeness and analogy between the formation of man in the womb and reformation and regeneration. From this analogy and likeness, it is clear that the man who is being regenerated, that is, reborn, as it were, conceived, formed, born, and educated anew, and this to the end that to love he may become a likeness of the Lord, and as to wisdom, an image of the Lord. And if you are willing to believe it, the man is thereby made a new man, not alone in having a new will and a new understanding given him, but even a new body for his spirit. The former things indeed are not effaced, but are so removed as to not appear. And through love and wisdom, which are the Lord, new things are formed in the regenerate man as they are in the womb. For such as is the will and the understanding of man, such is the man in each and all things, since each and all things of man, from head to heel, are productions, as has been said and shown above, from the will and understanding. Amen. Let us rise and say to God,